Welcome to the Daily Devotional today, and we're looking at Psalm 145 and the very last verse. And I have to say, it has been enthralling going through this verse. It really has. It's been enthralling going through the entire psalm. From the very, very beginning of this psalm, 21 verses of it, it's all about worship, it's all about praise. It starts off with, "I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever." And how, beloved, do we end? It ends with these words, "I will praise you, I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever." And I have told you, I don't know how many times now during this study of this particular psalm, that David must have been in a wonderful, wonderful place. Don't you just desire to be in that same place where you can just sit, maybe on a rock looking at a stream, and just worship Almighty God? I've been there, I've been in that place where I've looked across the beautiful rolling hills of England and I wrote a poem. And I know how David must have been feeling as he looked across what he was looking at, and he could just see how wonderful is the Lord's world. And he just wanted to love the Lord and just wanted to worship him in spirit and in truth and tell him how much he loved him. So that's why he wrote this song. And he ends it as he started it, praising his almighty heavenly Father. "I will praise the Lord." He's saying, "I will." He's not telling you to. He's saying, "That's what I'm going to do. Because I love God Almighty so much, I am going to praise the Lord. Because I so have that desire to do that." And he ends this song by saying, "May everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever." And this is his fervent prayer, beloved. This is a fervent prayer. And I'm going to tell you this. This is the only thing I believe he's asked for in this entire psalm. "May everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever." And I can tell you this. Everyone on earth will bless his holy name forever and ever. And I'll tell you why. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every single knee is going to bow at the name of Jesus. Come the end of end, come the end of time, come the final judgment, beloved, every single knee will bow to the name of Jesus, whether they want to bow or whether they don't. They will have no choice. You know, I have seen various people being interviewed by the Queen, or being rather interviewing the Queen and speaking to the Queen. I've seen various journalists speaking to the Queen, and some of them bow or curtsy beautifully, the way they're supposed to do it. But some people don't really bow, they just move their heads. And they don't really curtsy, they just move their body a little. That's not respect. That is not respect to the monarch. Perhaps because they don't believe in the monarchy and they believe in a republic. I can understand that. But I am telling you this. I am telling you this because this is the absolute truth and it comes straight out of the Holy Scripture. At the name of Jesus, every single solitary knee will bow. They will have no choice. Whether they believe in God Almighty or whether they don't, that matters not. Whether they want to bow or whether they don't, that matters not. What is important is that every single knee will bow to the name of Jesus. And I believe that this prayer that comes from David's heart may well be part of this. And may everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever and ever and ever and never stop. Isn't this just glorious, beloved? To know that Almighty God is worshipped in this way by David, by King David, because I'm sure when he wrote this psalm, he was a king by that time. I'm sure this was at the latter part of David's life, because there's such maturity in this particular psalm. For your kingdom, says verse 13, is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all his deeds. That is the truth too. Beloved, just know this, and I commend this word to you today. Just know this, that if you are feeling downcast, if you're feeling hurt, if you're feeling offended, if you're feeling down in the dumps, if you don't know what to look at, if you don't know what scripture to read when you're feeling in a devastating state, then may I encourage you to go from the very beginning of Psalm 145 and just read it really slowly to the end. I encourage you not to read it fast, but I encourage you to read it and take in every single word and say, Father God, before you start this psalm, just say these words, Father God, let this be my prayer to you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're going to continue worshiping now with this. It's a beautiful song that comes from Hillsong. It's called Breathe On Me. Worship Radio 247 online, playing you the very best in worship music 24 hours a day. What a privilege.